shul together. This would be a good piece to learn. Which I don't think our plans are to start a shul together anytime soon, but okay, each person in their own way, in their own shul, you know, should try to be mechazik this whole inyan. Friday night, this past Friday night, there's an ufraf in the shul. This is a very big chever from the ufraf Davin in our minyan. So it was packed, the base medrash was packed. So I said, seeing such a packed base medrash reminds me of a story with the Baal Shem Tov that actually is related to the second pasuk in the parsha. What was the story? There's different versions of the story, but the story basically goes that the Baal Shem Tov once was traveling with some of his Talmidim, and they came to a shul, and the Baal Shem Tov walked over to the door of the shul, and he poked his head in, and he said, I can't daven in such a shul, it's too crowded in there. So the Talmidim and the Baal Shem Tov stuck their head in, it wasn't so crowded. He said, Rebbe, what are you saying? So one nusach of the story actually is related to Parshas Tzav, in this past Shabbos. So the Baal Shem Tov said, Tzav is Aaron v'zbanov le'emor, zoz toras ha'ola, hi ha'ola, al mokdal v'zbeach ha'olai l'adabokar v'esh v'zbeach tukar bo. So Baal Shem Tov said, based on the Tikkuni Zohar says that a mitzvah that's performed, or a tefillah that's davened, or learning that's learnt, without avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, right, b'dechilu rechimu, tefillos and mitzvot that are done without a sense of dechilu, means yiras Hashem, urechimu, and avas Hashem, the lashon of the Zohar is lo parachis la'ela. It doesn't have wings to fly upwards. So Baal Shem Tov said, when he stuck his head into the shul, he said, this shul is too crowded. It's so full of tefillos. What does it mean it's so full of tefillos? Basically, he was saying that no one in the shul davens with avas Hashem or yiras Hashem, so the tefillos don't go up. So he stuck his head and he said, it's so crowded in this shul. Zos Torah Sa'ola. What type of Torah goes up? What type of tefillah goes up? What type of mitzvahs go up? Hiya ola al mokdal mizbeach. Mokdal means the fire on the mizbeach. It's got to be on fire. If your tefillah, if your Torah is not on fire, then it doesn't go up. And the base medrash ends up being very crowded. So Sfas Emes, when he was a kid, was sitting with his grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, and his grandfather said, you have any insights on the Parsha? So Sfas Emes says, yeah, I do have an insight on the Parsha. Sfas Emes said, when the Pasuk says that the Eish al Mizbeach tukar bo, Sfas Emes said, the way I learned the Pasuk, he said as a young boy, he said, the way I learned the Pasuk is not that the fire on the Mizbeach is burning upon it, but Eish ha Mizbeach tukar bo, that the fire of the Mizbeach is tukar bo, is burning within the Kohen. Mm-hmm. It's burning within the Kohen. So Sfas Emes read the Pasuk. No, so it has to, if your tefillah is going to go up, it has to be a warm tefillah. So let's learn a piece from Rav Wolfson on page Mem Gimel.
So it's
physically crowded in the base medrash. So I said this crowded base medrash, this physically crowded base medrash, reminds me of a story of Baal Shem Tov that's connected to the parasha, but it's also really the opposite because it was a very warm davening, not physically warm, it was spiritually warm. So I said it's crowded with people, and Baruch Hashem, it's not crowded with tefillos, because I'm sure the tefillos that are davened with, I said I don't understand. I said shuls that don't sing Friday night and just like rush through Kabbalah Shabbos, I don't understand how they translate the words Alechun Aranina, the first two words of Kabbalah Shabbos. Come, let us sing joyous songs to God. Whoa, hold on. Like, translate the words. Alechun Aranina is come, let us sing. So what's your tight? Like, you know? What translation did you discover? Alechun Aranina. Okay, I guess so. Alechun Aranina. The whole point of a shul is a Rashi and Brachos and Davav. Rashi says, explaining the phrase "b'makom rina," "b'makom rina shamtei tefillah." So Rashi says that the purpose of a shul is for singing songs to Hashem. So Rashi writes, "Brachos davav meral." Rina, the purpose of a shul is to be able to sing songs to Hashem. That's what a shul's for. Okay, so let's learn how we can have one technique to have warmer davenings. Yesh inyan gadol ispal kulam biyachad. One way to get people to have better kavana is to daven together. Now, obviously, when you sing, everyone sings together. We're not going to talk so much about singing. We're just going to talk about actually being, traveling through the tefillah at the same pace. Being on the same page, being on the same paragraph, saying the same words at the same time. There's a big inyan, says Rav Wolfson, to daven together. B'nusach svard, maschil in Psukei Dezimra. If you open up a Nusach Svard Siddur, how does Psukei Dezimra begin? With the words, Hodu LaHashem Kir'u B'Shmo. So the Svarim explain, Hodu LaHashem Kir'u B'Shmo is Rashi Tevos B'Kahal. Not in order, but Hodu LaHashem Kir'u B'Shmo is B'Kahal. B'Kahal means what? With the congregation, with the Tzibur. And even, says Rav Wolfson, if you dive in the Nusach Ashkenaz, you begin, Baruch Sha'amar V'Haya Ha'olam, which is Rashi Tevos, Baruch She'amar V'hayah Olam B'shava. B'shava means what? Again, equal. Everyone should be equal. Everyone should be together. That's true both in terms of saying the words, and it's true in terms of how I look at the people in the minyan I'm davening with. This morning, having prepared this piece earlier this morning, when I went to shul this morning, I paused before davening. I should do this more often. I don't do it enough. And I really looked around the room, and I looked at people's faces, and I tried to think of who am I with, who am I davening with, who's my team, who's my tzibor, right? Like Arizal says, I'll mention it in a few moments, being makabel upon oneself, the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. I was thinking of Rav Avigdor Miller's famous idea, when you look at another Jew, think about the fact that they're created b'tzelem Elokim. This person is a reflection of God, even if he's a little different than me, even if he's not my best friend. But I look at this person and I see that he's also created in the image of Hashem. He also has an neshama. I feel connected to that person. And then when we daven together, it's a different davening. B'shava, we go together. So this is the inyan of davening together. It's hinted to, again, whether you daven Nusach Sfard or Nusach Ashkenaz. We begin with a remez to the idea that it's important for people to daven together. Here's our Pesach reference for the day. The Gemara in Sotah and Daflamin of Adbeiz says, Shemishabeach ma'od ha'inyan hazeh. One of the beautiful things about Oz Yashir is not just that the Jews were able to, there's Mamash Ruach HaKodesh, that every Jew wrote the song with the same words. They all said, let's sing a song, and they all knew the words. They didn't prepare, they didn't practice it. But the Gemara highlights the fact not only did they all know the same words, but the Shiras Hayam Sha'amri Yisrael Mila B'Mila Oz Yashir V'chum. They said it word by word together, each Jew together, Oz Yashir, word by word, singing to Hashem. K'mo she'anu mazkirim b'tfila, yachad kulam hodu. Again, those who daven the Nusach Sfard, where it begins with hodu. Yachad kulam, everyone together hodu. Let's say the davening together. Again, if you sing, it makes it much easier. V'zeu kiddush Hashem miyuchad, kishakulam omer b'yachad. And it creates a greater sense of kiddush Hashem when the tzibor is the tzibor. Things that are done, berov am hadras melech, the pasuk says. It's a pasuk. Berov am, with a large congregation, hadras melech, it gives honor to the king. So what makes us together? Just being in the same room? Somewhat. But if we're really together, if we're saying the words together, then all the more so, it creates a tremendous sense of kiddush Hashem. V'chein matzinu b'kedusha, sham malachim omrim yachad kulam kedusha l'cha yishaleishu. When the angels, when we say kedusha, we highlight the fact that the angels, yachad kulam, yachad, everyone together. U'bebirchas yotzer, in the brachos of kriyashma, kulam omdim brum olam, u'mashmiyam b'yira yachad, v'kol divrei Elokim chayim elach olam. It's always yachad, it's always together. V'etzel ha-svardim be'eretz Yisrael, and many congregations, Svardi congregations, not Nusach Svard, but Svardi congregations, Rav Wolfson says, I see this often, especially in Eretz Yisrael, it's also true in places in America, no'agim kein, sh'mispalim b'yachad, mamish mila b'mila, that they literally say the whole davening out loud, and everyone says word by word together. And that allows the tefillah to be a warmer tefillah. Not everyone operating at their own pace, doing their own thing, but really coming together, singing to Hashem together, uniting in the words together. When two Jews daven together, so what happens when they come together? So they mechazik one another. Right? They join forces. V'ra'isi pam b'country. I once saw in the country, I don't know if it means like the country and like a Hasidish like going to the country for the summer kind of sense. Or maybe in some, I don't know, maybe I'm not. I think it says country, no? That's the word it says, country. I saw once in the country, Anashim shemetafsim al tzukim chaldim v'gvon. I saw people, literally like mountain climbers, climbing cliffs which were sharp and which were steep. Right? I'm not sure exactly where you saw this. Not sure. But he said, I saw people who, again, were some type of climbing expedition. And look at this. Sounds kind of dangerous, but V'heim kishurim echad b'chavero. And they would link up with one another. K'deishim yachlik, that if one should slip, shlo yipol v'yishbar kolatz moso. So his friend would catch him and break the fall. They were linked to each other. Hopefully he wouldn't pull his friend down with him. T'keivan shu kashur b'chavero ino nofel. Again, I don't know exactly what the metzias of what he was describing here, what Rav Wolfson saw, but again, the notion of what? Of two people climbing together and helping each other. They're able to attach each other to one another. So that if one person is slipping a little bit, the other one can pull him up. Kein hu l'inyanenu kishmispalim biyachad, when Jews daven together, mechaz kim echad esasheni v'lo nofel chas v'shal. When Jews really come together, you really help. When someone's davening next to you, right? And you're saying the words together, you're singing the words together, you're just carrying one another. You're in a davening where it's a warm davening, spiritually warm, so it makes it easier for everyone to daven. Yeah.
Is there a specific Indian? I've seen it a lot in my shul. This is like the only time where I've seen see two people linking up is when they say Kaddish. Like I've seen one person who's on one side of the room go
walk over.
Link up.
Okay. There's such an idea that people who say Kaddish should gather to the middle of the shul. That was traditionally how it was done. In places where everyone said Kaddish, some places only one person was designated to say Kaddish on behalf of everyone. But yeah, very often the people are saying Kaddish gather and they say it together. It's certainly a part of the davening that they say together. And that's why it has, again, an added Kedusha. Anything you say together has an added Kedusha. Kaddish said together, so it's an added Kedusha. Kedusha said together, it's called Kedusha. Right? Things that are said together have a greater holiness. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we could also say the positive of that mashal of the only way you can get to the top is if you're linked to each other. Not only if you fall, then another one can bring you up.
Right?
But
only way to get there is together, right? V'yesh malach miyuchad b'shamayim shehu mehasam. There's a certain destructive angel in the heavens. Shu mesis shelo yavar b'zman latvila. Who causes people to come late to davening, something we spoke about a lot last Sunday. Getting a person to come late to davening, k'dei shelo yispalu yachad. That way everyone's starting at a different pace, and this one's ahead, and this one's behind, and that negates the sense of tzibor. Sheker shu yispalim yachad, zehu atzlacha gadol l'yehudi. When we daven together, it's a tremendous assist for a Jew. It helps a person. It causes a sense of brotherhood and love between those who are davening together. Time work. Anyone? When people join together and work together, time work?
Teamwork.
Of course. Tes Yud Mem, Team, Vav Aleph Resh Kuf. Teamwork. So when there's teamwork, Shavoda Shalahem Nasas, Bofen Tov Yoser, Yachashesh Benem Abba Vereyos. When people come together, when there's teamwork. When there's teamwork, when Jews come together and there's teamwork, so then it's so much better. There are companies that all spend a lot of money to send their employees on these retreats so that they can just develop a sense of teamwork. Because when the team works together, it's not just that, you know, each person individually is more productive. The whole corporation comes together and produces something that's far beyond the individual efforts. And the same thing is true in tefillah. Again, when it's not every man for himself, but we're davening together, it's a different thing. That before you daven, a person needs to what? Accept upon himself the commitment to love my fellow Jews. When I feel connected to other people, right? I was really doing this when I was like looking around, trying to like think of other people in the room while I was davening. It's a very powerful technique. Like it says about the angels again, that they present themselves before Hashem and daven together. Turn the page, b'yachad. And if you're wondering, how do the angels stay so much yachad? What's the answer to the question of how is there so much achdus? The answer is kulam ahuvim. When you love someone, you want to be close to them. You want to be connected to them. When the angels have this sense of ava and respect one another, azayim amela omrim b'yachad. And therefore, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, and they were standing, celebrating their salvation at the Yam, Gam kein nomer al zos, shivchu ahuvim, beloved ones, praised Hashem, because it was through their love that they were able to come together to say az yashir mila b'mila, word by word. V'romu lakel v'nasnu yedidim, that they were able to what? Be yedidim. Yedidim means friends. There was achtus. When Jews come together, when they love each other, then they're able to daven together. And when you love people, each person impacts the other. Again, like those mountain climbers who are linked to one another, or the teamwork, the people working together. And therefore, kulam osim be'emo uveyira ratzon kona. Able to serve God with a sense of true awe and true respect and true love when the people are working together. Interesting question in halacha. What happens if you want to daven in a place where you feel more connected to the people there? And your parents say, but we don't like to daven in that shul. We like to daven elsewhere. But I want to I know if I go to this place, it's going to be a better davening for me. The people there daven out loud more. The people there daven together more. The people there are more, I feel more of a friendship and an achva with. And I understand that the ahava leads to the yachad. So Rav Wolfson quotes an interesting tshuva from the Radbaz. Rabbi David ben Zimra was a rabbi in Egypt. The Radbaz, he was the head of the Egyptian community in the early 1500s. So the Radbaz, in as many thousands of tshuvas we have from the Radbaz writes in a tshuva, "B'inyan misha rotza lispal im chaverav v'oavav," he wants to daven with his friends and the people who he loves, "shayideza daito misrachavetz v'kavanasa v'tfila mischazekes yoser v'shlemus." And when he davens in this particular shul with his chavra, he feels much more connected, and it expands his heart and his mind to be able to daven better. "V'imo ina rotza shiyuspal b'sachinesaza." But his mother says, "No, I don't want you to daven in that shul. It's a little farther away, and I get nervous when you go so far away. Mom, I'll be fine, don't worry." "No, it makes me uncomfortable." So essentially, your mother's asking you to give up the quality of your tefillah. So you have a conflict of interest here. Kibud av v'aim versus performing a mitzvah better. Now, I will point out that not everyone agrees fully with this idea of the Radbaz. Rav Avram Yaakov HaKohen Pam, in his Sefer Atara LeMelech, Rav Pam writes in the back, he talks about balancing priorities and misplaced chasidus, where a person has a certain minag chasidus and he's doing it against his parents' wishes. So there is what to consider. However, the Radbaz was a tremendous posek in the 1500s, late 1400s, early 1500s. The Radbaz paskins that essentially your mother's asking you not to daven. Because the quality of the davening in one place versus davening in the other place is essentially the difference between having a good davening or having a bad davening. In other words, having davening at all versus not really davening. Uposek sham, therefore he paskins, the einot tzarech l'shma al imo. Again, this should be done cautiously, but a person does not need to listen to their parents. The same way if your parents tell you to violate Shabbos, you don't listen. Parents tell you to eat chametz on Pesach, you don't listen. Your parents tell you to daven in a place where you're not really davening, you don't have to listen. This is relevant to his avodas Hashem. And when it comes to Hashem's honor, we're not expected to listen to our parents at the expense of Hashem. As the Gemara darshins in Bava Metzia, "Ish imo va'aviv tirao, eves Shabbos l'sai tishmaru." The pasuk says you should have awe and respect for your mother and father, but you should also keep Shabbos. Explains Rashi on the spot, in that pasuk, based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, I think it's also in Yevamos in the first parak, that what? That you have to listen to your parents as long as it's what? But you also have to keep my Shabbos. That's Hashem's way of saying, honor your parents as long as it doesn't conflict with my mitzvahs. But if your parents tell you to violate halacha, you could say, "Mom, Dad, I love you very much, but Hashem has the upper hand. Hashem gets the final say. Hashem has veto rights. If he doesn't like what you're paskening, and Hashem said, I paskin against that." Okay, so you see here a very powerful idea. Look how important it is for a person to daven in a place where he feels that it's his place. The Baal Shem Tov worked diligently to try to create this bond between what? Between the Talmidim and the Baal Shem Tov, that there should be a sense of what? A chevra. And the same thing was true about the holy assemblage of the Arizal, the Talmidim and the Tzadikim who gathered around the Arizal. He was very focused. The Arizal thought it was so important to be what? A chabura, a real chabura. Vital, kadosh, the Arizal would constantly remind them, if you want to achieve spiritual greatness, you have to be united, and you have to work together. And that was something we also learned a couple weeks ago about the important, was that last week? 2 weeks ago? About the important last week, about Pesach being a time of unity, right? That everyone comes together on Pesach. Kol dichfin yesev yechol. Everyone's invited into my house. We come together, Karban Pesach. We join together. You can't have a Karban Pesach by yourself. Ukeshem espalim biyachad. Okay, next paragraph. Tefillah v'Torah. Ukeshem espalim biyachad azay alimud b'meshach kol yom hu tov yoser. When Jews daven together, when the davening is good to start the day, it changes the whole day. And we all know this to be true. We all know this to be true. I've heard this from many of the people in the room and many of the other guys who are not here today, that when you start your day well with a good davening, it's a totally different day. when I wake up a little late and I didn't get to minyan and I rush through davening, it sets a bad tone. It starts off the day on the wrong foot. When we daven biyachad, then the learning throughout the day is much better. Davar echad maybe a sasheni. One thing leads to the next. K'mashakasa biyaras dvash, as Rionos and Eibshitz writes, in his Yaras dvash, and cited by the Mishnah Brura, she'im ispalim tfilas shachres karaoi, if a person davens properly in the morning, lo'ndem achar kach yoser tov kol yom. Then all of his spiritual activities throughout the day, his learning, and everything he does throughout the day will be a different day. The Karkosov of Beis Aaron, Rav Aaron of Karlin, and the Beis Aaron explained, the Gemara in might also be in Brachos, it's in Megillah, Shmaitza by Tzalusa, or Tzalosa, and Tzalosa by Shmaitza. The Pasha Pshat is, Shmaitza, learning, requires Tzalusa, requires...
Prayer.
What do you say?
Prayer.
Prayer, so that's not the Pasha Pshat, that's what the Beis Aaron says. Okay. Right, like we say in Kaddish. Right, Tiskabel Tzalosa. Tzalosa could be prayer, but the Pasha Pshat means clarity. Learning requires clarity. Yeah? And clarity is required to learn. The Gemara talks about if a person walks into a shul to get out of the rain, is that a misuse of the shul? Well, if they're going to the shul because they were learning outside and now they can't learn outside because there's rain falling on their head, so that's okay. That's what a shul, it's okay to use a shul in that way. Why? Because learning requires clarity. The Beis Aaron says, but Tzalosa also means Tiskabel Tzalosom, means tefillah. So learning requires tefillah, and tefillah requires learning. Like Rabbi Nachman would often say, you got to take the Torah and turn it into a tefillah. You got to take the tefillah and turn it into a Torah. You have to daven over your learning, you have to learn over your davening. Shekadei l'espal tov tzvichem lilmod. In order to daven well, you need to learn. U'lehefech, kadei lilmod tov tzvichem l'espalo. Good learning leads to good davening. No? You have a good shir, you get up to daven afterwards, it's easier to daven. You have a good davening in the morning, it's easier to go learn. So there's a very strong link between the Torah and the tefillah that we're engaged in. She'echad mechazik es hasheni. K'moshe, k'she'adam rotz, hu tzarech labeiz raglayim k'dei larotz. Just like a person needs two legs in order to run, she'regel echad mechazik es hasheni. That it's very difficult to run, God forbid, a person only has one leg. It's very hard to move, b'chlal, all the more so to run. Kein gam bezeh, she'yefshar she'elo atzlacha b'lima Torah b'li tefillah. Torah and tefillah are your two legs. One step, the other step. It's almost natural. If one goes forward, the other one is positioning itself to move forward as well. They have to work in tandem, in sync. U'matzino eitzel atanayim ha'gedolim kagon rashbi v'chaveirav, shetorasim umnasim, shayulomdim kol hayom v'lo hayim afzikim afilu tefillah. And if you'll tell me, but I've heard about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and some of his contemporaries who were so committed to Torah that they wouldn't even stop to daven, says Rav Olson, Achzeh ha'yeshayach rak lahem, that's true for people who are on such a lofty level. Well, what do you mean? Don't they need two legs also? Okay, it's a good question. But that question is not really relevant to us. For us to be balanced, we need the two legs. We need Torah, we need tefillah. We can't learn Torah unless we have davening. And again, a person who is sensitive and pays attention to the own flow of his life will notice that this is true. When I daven well, I learn well. When I learn well, I daven well. All the more so in our times, the end of days. As the Arizal wrote, She'ikr ha'avodah hu tefillah. Lefishu sof ha'galus. The main thing we can do is just cry out to Hashem and say, Hashem, we need your help. Tefillah. V'ametzias mechayevesos. And reality proves this. U've'emes shebacher tzarech lasimes kol kocho b'torah. And if they'll say, but these are my yeshiva years, the focus needs to be Torah, not tefillah. These are the years when I can get the most learning in, maybe. Because if you think about it, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, where did they go right away? They went to Daven? No, they went to learn. They went to Kabbalah Satorah. So you'll say that when a person first gets started in Avodah Hashem, the first stop is Torah. Pesach is a Yom Tov of Torah. Right, Jordan? That's what we learned Thursday night. Svan Chayruseinu. Chayrus is Torah. I like that share. I enjoyed that share.
Especially that.
Pesach is man chayr. Oh, that story. Yeah, that's a good story. Kain bacher bereishis darcha. So too, when a person first gets started, you left Mitzrayim, you're not a katan anymore, you went to yeshiva, you fell in love with Torah. Torah has to be my focus. In a certain sense, it's true. The Jews left Mitzrayim, where did they go? They didn't go to shul to daven, they went to Har Sinai to get the Torah. Kein bacher bereishis darko tzarech lasim ikir magamaso b'Torah. It's true. These years when one's in yeshiva, even if it's a yeshiva slash university, but it's also a yeshiva, so you have to maximize the learning. But the truth of the matter is, says Rav Wolfson, as true as that might be in a theoretical sense, let's be honest, a person who's not davening well is not learning well. They go together. The metzias is, the reality is, it's impossible for a person to learn properly if he's not davening properly. They always go hand in hand, Torah and tefillah. Okay, last paragraph. Vahevdel bezman bein tefillah tovo bein tefillah she'ina ru'uya hulo yoser mechamesh esrei dakot. So true. One of the saddest truths about good tefillah versus not good tefillah is we're literally talking about 15 minutes. What does it take to change a rushed shacharis into a normal paced shacharis? Not a lot of time. Not a lot of time at all. Shabbos morning, I'm very machted to make sure that when we daven Pesukei D'Zimra in our minyan, that we don't get to Baruch Hu. We start at 8:40. We don't get to Baruch Hu till very as close as we can get to 9:15. What's the rush? So other shuls do it 10 minutes faster, but those 10 minutes make the difference between really saying Pesukei D'Zimra on Shabbos morning versus flying through it. 10 minutes. It's mamish the whole difference. Uvishvil zman muat says Rav Wolfson kazeh kedai lashkia. Isn't it kedai to put 10 more minutes into your davening to have a much better day? It changes the whole day. And he concludes with a story about the Chassam Sofer. Umesuper betold us Chassam Sofer, it's found in the biography of the Chassam Sofer, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, Shekashiyah Bacher v'hayalomidim chaverov, hayamarech mo'od betila shmon esrim. The Chassam Sofer is a young man in yeshiva. His friends notice that he davens a very long shmon esrim. One of his friends said to him, in the amount of time it takes you to daven Shmoneh Esrei, I already finished davening Shmoneh Esrei, and I learned a siman in Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham. So look how much Torah you're losing out on from your lengthy davening. You can learn Shulchan Aruch and with the commentaries. Sam Sofer responded, MS, it's true. Sha'ata hispakta lil mod yosvi meni. It's true. In those extra 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you learned more than me in that moment. But I know I'm going to learn more than you over the course of a lifetime. You know why? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, Nandaladim and Beis, HaMa'arich b'tfilaso, Ma'arich in lo yama v'shnosav. A person who puts in the time to daven in a lengthy fashion, he's not losing out on life. Hashem says, I'll pay you double. I'll give you a longer life than you were supposed to live. V'im kein yeli od harbe shonim b'chayim. So you're going to get ahead in the next 5 minutes in the next Sif Katan and Mishnah Berurah. That's very nice. But guess what? I'm going to have a much longer lifetime. Mishnah Berurah, of course, was written after the Chassam Sofer. Just in case you're paying attention to my example. Im kein yeli od harbe shonim b'chayim shaspik lavod harbe. I'm going to have much more life to learn. V'ein ani mafsid b'zesh ani marach b'tfilan. A Jew never loses out by putting a little more time into his davening. And we all know it. We all know it. When we have a good davening, we know when we don't have a good davening. It's very clear to us. The mezesh mispal in tov ein mafsidim. When a person davens well, he doesn't lose out. Ella marvichim shalom dem yosher tov kol ayom. But he finds himself being able to learn better throughout the day and to think better throughout the day, to just be better throughout the day. I'll end. The Mishnah in Brachos says about one of the Tanayim that he had the ability to tell if he had a good davening or not. I mentioned a few times. We know when we have a good davening, do we? How do I know? Do I know if my tefillahs are going to be answered? The Gemara says about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa that when he would daven for a sick person, he would know right away if it worked. He could sense. Okay. You read what Chazal said about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. He was a big tzaddik. Who are we to compare ourselves to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? Right? He would daven, he would say, I know if this person's going to die or they're going to recover. He knew right away. He could tell from his daven. Right? He would say, if I had a clarity, I know the person's going to be good. And if not, not. Okay, maybe not on that level. But each of us on our own level, we also know. You walk out of a davening, you know if I was present for Shmoneh Esrei or if I was half asleep. We know. And if we just put in a little more time and we come together with, you know, people who are like-minded in that way, and you sing together and you say the words together and you daven, as we've learned many times, b'kol ram, out loud, and you have kavana that I'm attaching myself to my friend, that we're going to work together, we're a team, yachad, kulam ahuvim, it's a different tefillah. Okay, so mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha. So come to Pesach, we sing Oz Yashir, Shvi Shal Pesach. When we get out of Mitzrayim, the Jews were able to come together. So mirtz Hashem, we should come together to daven to Hashem in that way. Okay?